The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history.
Here's Eric.
Hey, thanks, Todd. You're so sweet. He's so sweet. Folks, this is a crazy day. We've had on Joe Piscopo, Newt Gingrich, and now, my friend, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine Pirro, welcome to this program.
How are you, Eric? It's good to talk to you.
I'm swell. I know you've got a book out. The title is Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Now, where do you stand on this whole Trump thing? Be honest.
You know, I got to tell you, Eric, I mean, for me, I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA. It's about truth and law and order. And that's why I wrote the book. The book has to do with people in the justice system actually using the justice system to corrupt the political system. And it is something like we've never seen before in this country. And so I decided to write the book where I outline the liars and the leakers and the liberals so that the American people can see in clear and unequivocal language what happened in this last election and how there was an effort to disenfranchise the American public and their choice for president. And for me, it's a very simple proposition. We elected him. He's the president. If you don't like him, you can vote him out next time. But that doesn't mean that you can make up a false counterintelligence investigation with documents that were paid for by the opposing presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, and take it to a court and then bug American citizens. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well,
so now we have
a
special prosecutor who's been going for a year and a half, and there's no connection to the Trump campaign.
So what do you think is going to happen? Because, I mean, there's so much. It's kind of funny, right? Because the more the Mueller campaign has gone on, the more horrors we have seen from the other side. I mean, it looks like everybody has been involved in actual collusion, right? And, you know, in other words, the more we look at the Hillary Clinton email stuff, the more we look at Comey and on, it just gets dirtier and dirtier. Where do you think this is all going to end up?
Well, I got to tell you, we'll know when we have the 2018 elections. You know, look, you've got this guy Mueller, who was appointed by his pal there, Ron Rosenstein, who was part of the swamp that Donald Trump said he was going to get rid of. And what has he done? All he's done is indicted people for things having nothing to do with the Trump campaign. So where will it end? I mean, I doubt, other than, you know, Mueller, 48 hours before the meeting, Trump's meeting with Putin, decides to indict four Russians. Well, that's really great. Those Russians, you know, will never be brought to the United States. They'll never be extradited, arraigned, sentenced, convicted, none of that. So it's all show.
Well, I got to say that the situation right now with Devin Nunes and others, it seems like something has to happen. People have to get arrested or indicted or something. But do you think anything will actually happen? I just keep wondering.
It can't. Eric, it can't. Think about it. The Attorney General and the Department of Justice is Jeff Sessions. He has recused himself from everything related to the 2016 election. So the guy who decides this is Rod Rosenstein. He's the same guy who's allowing Mueller to keep going. So Rod Rosenstein is the guy who prosecuted the case that allowed that was the genesis of them trying to get the United States' uranium. So when the Russians came to the United States because they wanted to get uranium, they wanted to pay anyone they could and bribe anyone they could to get that uranium. Rod Rosenstein is the one who prosecuted the case, took a plea bargain, and outside the guidelines, and then ended up sentencing outside the guidelines. And, you know, he's not going to prosecute anybody. And this is just fracturing the country. And what we need to do is know the facts, get it over with. But when a guy who's in the FBI and counterintelligence says he's not going to become president, we're going to stop him, and this same guy says, we need to get an insurance policy. And in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, I explained the insurance policy was the Russia collusion investigation, which the same guy doesn't want to say that what the basis for the investigation, the counterintelligence investigation, was.
I think I'm losing you. I know you're on a cell phone there. Are you there? We're losing you. Hang on. I want to get your comments on Helsinki yesterday with President Trump and Vladimir Putin. What is your hot take on that, Judge Jeanine?
All right. Let me tell you this. There is no question that Donald Trump has admitted that the Russians meddled in our election. They didn't change a vote. They didn't change a thing. They meddled. But I think where the issues are is that Donald Trump doesn't appear, and he's a friend, and I've known him for almost 30 years, and I write about this in the book. Donald Trump thinks that the basis for the intelligence investigation, which was done by the head of the CIA and people under Obama, that was made up. So people are conflating. He admits that there was meddling, but he's not admitting that this collusion allegation, which is run by the intelligence community, has any truth to it at all. And that's where the problem is.
Well, the liberal media yesterday went, you didn't think that they could go more crazy, but they went, I mean, to have Anderson Cooper, now this is CNN, supposed to be a news organization, they're covering the president of the United States, Anderson Cooper immediately says this is the most disgraceful performance by any American president in our history. And I thought to myself, imagine Walter Cronkite doing something like that. He's editorializing within seconds of the thing ending. I thought, this is just crazy. The New York Times is editorializing. They can't help themselves. The headlines are editorials. Everything. I mean, today's New York Times takes the cake. Everybody seems to be going kind of crazy.
And you're right. They are going crazy. And that's why I wrote the book. I want to put the facts in there. I want to put people's histories. You know, who is John Brennan? Who is James Clapper? Who is James Comey? I worked with James Comey. I was a sitting elected DA when he was U.S. attorney in the Southern District. I know him. And for him to let Hillary Clinton off and allow them to drag a failed presidential candidate across the finish line for the presidential campaign and then make a whole thing about Donald Trump. Look, there was no investigation of Donald Trump until James Comey was fired. Then all of a sudden, we've got to investigate Donald Trump. The left has lost their collective mind. They've blown their collective gasket. They are trying to shut up the right. They are trying to make sure that we can't even say what we want to say. Shut us down. Antifa, sanctuary cities, immigration, law and order and truth. This right and wrong have nothing to do with it anymore. It's about ideology. And I'm not about ideology. I'm a crime. I was in law enforcement for over three decades, and I know a con when I see it. And that's why I wrote the book. All a con.
I love that. You know a con when you see it. And you give people that impression who've watched you on TV that you have been in the trenches. I mean, to be a judge, to be sitting on the bench and having to decide life and death stuff, you're taking it very seriously. And now you're applying that, obviously, to the bigger picture. I love the fact that you say you've known Trump for over 30 years. You were one of the people who convinced me to take a different look at him. So I want to thank you for that, because I really was not.
I remember.
I mean, yeah, I think I was on your show and we were talking off camera or something like that. And it really did make me think differently about him and sort of see him differently. He's not a perfect human being. like us, but...
Eric, look, the good news is that you had an open mind, and I thank you for listening. But that's what we need in this country, people just talking to each other. I didn't say to you ultimately, well, how are you going to decide?
Right.
No,
right.
I set my side and let you...
I wish I had you on longer. We're going to a break here. Judge Jeanine Pirro, God bless you, and thanks for coming on this program.
Oh, love you, Eric. Thank you and your listeners.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
A jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses, or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Yes, when love is gone and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay the price is high. But somehow you'll survive. Don't
hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas' show. Hey, when you've had Joe Piscopo on, you've had Newt Gingrich on, you've had Jeanine Pirro on, where do you go from there? There's only one place to go. His name is Votes.
Don't do it. Oh, gosh.
Votestradamus knows all, tells all. Votestradamus, alias Kevin McCullough, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric Metaxas, how are you?
I'm good. You're the only person that I've ever had in the studio who wanted to be interviewed standing up.
Sometimes I do my show standing.
Typically, people sit down.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody in 3 years. Why are you standing, sir?
Sometimes I just feel like standing.
Have you no
sometimes
shame?
I do my own show standing. Sometimes I, yeah.
It's interesting. Okay.
The blood flow works better if you're standing.
Typically, when I do this show, it's not about current events. Lately, we've been doing a lot of current events, and when
I wonder why.
When I do current events, I think of Votestradamus.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can we get him? He lives in medieval France.
He channels now.
And here he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your take on what's going on?
I'm assuming you're talking about Trump, Putin.
No, I really wanted to talk about the last season of The Bachelor. When I think current events, I'm thinking The Bachelor.
And get Albin back in here because I'm not your guy. Okay. No, I think that when you, in the long scope of history, I think yesterday was a blip. That will mean almost nothing. But to watch the heads explode across the media and remember where the criticism was coming from, largely Democrats, largely former Obama officials, the Never Trump group felt more empowered yesterday than I've seen since the election. Like, they went completely bonkers. And then you had reasonable criticisms of the president for maybe not mentioning Ukraine, not talking about Crimea, and not talking about not at least saying, okay, you did meddle. We're going to sanction you even more. But we are we didn't come here to talk about that today. Trump has got it. He's in a weird situation because he has to figure out what the future is for America in dealing with Russia,
right,
while at the same time not giving a pass on a code of conduct that's been unacceptable in the past. And what people, Bree Payton at The Federalist wrote a fantastic piece today that everyone should read. His actions have been more disciplinary towards Trump than Obama and Bush combined.
No, I'm sorry.
But people don't know that.
Putin.
I'm sorry. Mr. Trump.
Trump's actions have been more disciplinary toward Putin.
Towards Putin than Obama and Bush combined.
Okay, now stop there. Laura Ingraham last night went down the list of just what you said.
Sanctions.
And when you look at it, you think there is no doubt,
right,
that he is sending a message through his actions. So
Putin even said it in yesterday's press conference. He said at one point, I don't trust him and he doesn't trust me. Blatantly. This was not some sort of love fest. I'm looking at this disgusting Daily News front page, which I don't even read this newspaper anymore. I don't even like to say their name. But open treason with Trump shooting a bullet through the head of Uncle Sam while holding the hands of supposedly Putin.
Don't you understand the only reason Daily News does that is so we'll talk about it on the air.
To some degree. But this is what
reads the Daily News.
This
anymore
is what was reflected in every corner, sadly, yeah, of American politics yesterday, even with mainstream Republicans, Never Trumpers, Democrats, and former Obama officials. And John Brennan's a psycho. That guy just needs to shut up and go
away.
Well,
you know something, Kevin, I have to say that I've been thinking about this for a couple of years now, but it seems to me with this, I'll call it a stumble because I don't particularly care about – it doesn't seem real to me. But in terms of optics and everything like that, it seems to me for the first time – we really are where I have feared for 2 years we might be, which is to say we're in a new kind of all-out civil war.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we'll call it the deep state, at war with everything they have, with the media. And, you know,
you had an official yesterday call for a shadow government. This is the terms he used, and I'm forgetting the official's name. I don't have it in front of me. He actually said, you can Google it, that he was calling for a shadow government to resist Trump within the halls of power.
But that's already happened.
Right. But they haven't called it out, and they've never acknowledged that they existed.
Right.
He's saying this is what we must be.
Well, look, let's be fair. I always want to be fair. People have the right to resist the president.
Sure.
It doesn't mean they should. It doesn't mean they are right, but they have the right. In other words, if you're a bureaucrat, if you're the director of the CIA, if you're the whatever, you can do whatever you can get away with, in effect, as long as it's not criminal. But the point is they hate him and they are resisting him. But we have laws in this country. You can only go so far. In other words, I think that you're supposed to respect the president, whoever the president is, but you can disagree strongly with them. But we're kind of at that border now between what is really all-out war and what has been kind of, we can call it resistance. But there's a difference between resistance and this kind of thing. I think we crossed the line yesterday.
I think that we did from the standpoint that the reactions that we saw from the left in particular, and particularly, John Brennan's tweet really sticks out in my mind because it was so over the top that this – That simple press conference that we saw, and let's be clear about what my discomfort was. He didn't confront him on the meddling. He didn't give him a pass on the meddling. He just didn't confront him on it. He didn't give him a confrontation on Ukraine, and he didn't say anything about Crimea. And he's had these assassinations and some other things. All of that could have been addressed in one way or another. If he chose to. Okay. We also don't know what they talked about for 2 hours in private.
And let's make a point here, okay? Putin, okay, is St. Peter compared to Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Kim Jong-un is...
Actually, I don't know that I agree with that.
Okay, well, let me just say, Kim Jong-un is torturing and killing people. He is a monster. But when you're playing with them on the world stage, what you're trying to do is help them to save enough face so that they can somehow give you a concession. If you shame them on the public stage, it probably makes it impossible to do that. So that's what I think Trump does. He praises Kim Jong-un. Do I think that he actually means that or believes that? I do not.
You know who actually proved your point yesterday was Rand Paul, who has not been a particularly good supportive senator for the president.
Right.
He came out last night and said, look, we have a responsibility for peace for our future to begin a dialogue with the people that we disagree with. And he's on a team that will now be going to Moscow to continue the dialogue that got started yesterday.
Yeah.
For Rand Paul to say that, given his kind of tendency towards, going against the president on anything he feels like he's wrong on, that was pretty compelling.
Yeah.
And I think that what you have to do at the end of the day is you have to say there was a lot that they discussed in that 2-hour meeting that they couldn't cover in the 40-minute press conference. Now, could he have done those four things that I said? Yeah. Do I think that he committed treason because he didn't? No. And I think that anybody that uses that rhetoric is so off the cliff that they shouldn't even be taken seriously.
No, there is no question that that is the most ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that I kind of have to ignore it because
But even on Fox News, it was being replayed every 15 minutes all day yesterday afternoon, mostly in the Shepard Smith hour. But my
Shepard Smith is strongly anti-Trump. There's no question that Shepard Smith, anytime he gets an opportunity to rant against the president, he does so. He did it with immigration. He has a foothold at Fox. He's been there a long, long time. But even on the Laura Ingraham show, I'm sorry, even on the Sean Hannity show, he had two panelists who were Ed Henry and another one who rather strongly spoke against the president, not in a mean way, but they said, look, what he did, he had a golden opportunity. He ought to have done this. He didn't do this, whatever. So there's legitimate criticism. Let's hope so. This is democracy. Yeah. But
There's one last point I'd like to make about that. We are seeing a citizen president that still hasn't fully ever gone through these things. If this had been George W. Bush, you would have had a team with him huddling just before that press conference saying, make sure you sting him on this. Don't kill him. Just sting him on this. He doesn't have that. He still is playing by his gut. He's going to have a couple of dropped balls every now and then. We all do. No one bats, 1,000 every single day. I would say, based on his policies, based on how he's handled all of his international affairs so far, I think we're in fine shape. And I just wish, the country could take a deep breath and calm down for a second.
I think that's good. I think Votstradamus knows all, tells all. Even today, Votstradamus is batting 1,000 every day.
And
on
don't
the
read the
Texas
Daily News.
Show. Well, Kevin, seriously, nobody reads the Daily News. What do you think? It's 1978? Come on. It's in all seriousness.
I found it in your studio.
We're so out of time. This is not my studio. This is Joe Piscopo's studio. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Folks, we'll be back, I believe, with John Zmirak. We'll see. Stick around.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting PatriotMobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas' show. Alben. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, this is a crazy day. Yeah. A couple things I want to share. First of all, we are kicking off a new summer campaign for food for the poor. We kicked it off yesterday, and a number of people have already been very generous, even though I don't even think we've spoken about it on the air.
No, not yet.
Which makes no sense.
Right.
But here's what I want to say, folks. You know Food for the Poor. We've worked with them before on this program. I kind of think a lot of times, you know, you want to help, you want to do good, you want to use your money to give to something. Food for the Poor is one of those organizations we work with because they're fantastic. They're on the ground doing great things. And so I want to let you all know that we're kicking off this week a campaign with them. It's in case you don't know anything about Food for the Poor, they're a nonprofit relief organization that helps the very poorest of the poor, really, really poor people, really struggling in our own hemisphere. That's kind of the irony. In Haiti and Guatemala, particularly, people that are just at the bottom of the bottom. So Food for the Poor helps them. And really what that means is you help them. So just to give an example, $50, which is so little to us, delivers food for 1 year to a hungry boy or girl in one of these countries. Now, you think about that. That's unbelievable. The reason is that Food for the Poor works. It gets donations of rice and beans and, you know, from all they work it so that, right, that your money goes as far as possible. So for just $50, you get that incredible feeling of helping a poor kid. And, you know, who knows where it can lead. By the way, let's play a clip. One of the girls that has been helped by Food for the Poor, she's 12 years old. Her name is Rachel. Let's hear this.
In Haiti, 12-year-old donor Rachel Wheeler's desire to make a difference made headlines.
A young girl from Florida is showing just how much one determined person can indeed accomplish.
Rachel has raised over $250,000, built 27 homes, and has even greater plans for the future.
Life is life. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to make Haiti the best place in the world. And then it happens at the snap of fingers. You have to work at it. You have to make it happen.
Okay, so this is a 12-year-old girl who decided that you can't do nothing when people are suffering in Haiti. You can't do nothing. She has done amazing things. So I guess, you know, the reason I wanted to us to hear that is that if she wanted to help Food for the Poor that much, what can we do, right? We can do a lot. If you join this campaign, as I said, even giving $50, which is tax deductible, you're literally feeding a kid in Haiti or Guatemala for a year. And by the way, if that's not enough, water for life. In these places, even getting drinking water, again, so hard for us to understand.
Right.
Just getting clean water, not diseased water, clean water to cook, to bathe, to drink. It's a huge effort. Sometimes they have to walk for miles and miles and miles. This is real. If you've been on a mission trip to one of these places, you understand that a few bucks is life-changing. $50, you can change a life. So I want to tell folks the easiest way to give is go to MetaxasTalk.com. Again, MetaxasTalk.com. Some of you have already been generous. Or you can call toll-free if you prefer to call 844-863-4673. I'll say that again so you can get a pencil. 844-863-4673. And I'll say it at the end of the segment, 844-863-4673. We want to raise enough to feed 728 kids. That's if you do the math, if everybody gives 50 bucks, we need 728 people to do that, to raise the goal. $50 is not a lot of money. Actually, Albin, to sweeten the pot for our friends who are listening, we thought we'd have some fun. We have these new stickers.
Beautiful stickers.
Which are they're basically bumper stickers. They're oval, they're beautiful,
they're big.
And they're huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're huge. They're bigger than a lot of cars.
That's right.
If you've been to Eastern Europe, these are bigger than some cars.
You can cover your car in the winter.
You remember the East German Trabant?
I do.
Yeah, this is bigger than that. Oh. No, but these are big bumper stickers, and it says the Eric Metaxas Show, and of course it's the beautiful colors, the blue, the yellow. You got your blues, you got your yellows.
Yeah, you got
them. They're gorgeous, right? And for people who have subscribed to Metaxas Super, there's a huge Metaxas Super sticker in that funky 70s lettering. Now, if you give $50 to Food for the Poor, that's all tax deductible. But we will send you, are you ready, folks? Four stickers.
Four.
So it's $15 a sticker.
Oh.
If you actually know that's less. What am I saying? It's $12.50 a sticker. We're going to send you four stickers. They're so cool, actually. No kidding. Like I get excited like a kid when you get like a. I would get like an STP sticker when I was in third grade. I was so excited, an STP sticker. But these are beautiful. So we'll send you these as a thank you. Also, we will if you give.
$150 is the next level that they have.
If you give $150, you will be signed up to get Metaxas Super for free for a year.
And you get four Metaxas Super stickers as well as the four regular Metaxas Show stickers. So you get the eight stickers altogether and a subscription, a yearly subscription.
Right. Only people who have Metaxas Super can have the sticker. You can get arrested. And in the southern states, that's jail time, people.
It is.
That is jail time. So Metaxas Super stickers, you have to have Metaxas Super. If you give $150, you get a free annual subscription to Metaxas Super. That makes it legal. And when it's legal, you can display it all you want. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking to somebody with ADF. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pain. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Albin, what's different about me?
Well,
you see
great.
The glow in my face?
Yeah.
Do I just have a kind of a posture you've never
sure
seen before?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tip you off. You see what I'm sitting in?
What?
It's called a chair. No, it's not just a chair. It's X chair.
Wow.
Yes, I got an X chair of my very own. An X chair of my very own. As you can see, I'm moving. It's beautiful, sleek, modern design. It will improve the look of any room or office. It makes this dumpy studio look okay. Wow. It's an ultra-personalized fit. There's hundreds of ways you can customize it for your body type and comfort level. Experience the X chair for yourself by going to xchaireric.com or calling 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. The X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off. So call or go to xchaireric.com now to save $100. And use code ERICFOOTREST, and they'll even throw in a free footrest. Go to xchaireric.com and use the code ERICFOOTREST.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And that's Glenn Campbell. I have the joy right now of speaking with senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Some of you know about the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you go to my website, MetaxasTalk.com, or the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, there's a banner there. You can find out way more about them. They're an amazing organization. I've known about them for years. And senior counsel... with the Alliance Defending Freedom is on the line. Jim Campbell, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's great to talk about things like this. I care about them. I think they're very, very important. When I say this, we're talking about religious liberty, in America. I was not aware that there's a new case, the Blaine Adamson story. Hands-On Originals is the name of the company that is in a religious liberty battle right now. Tell us about that for folks who are listening. What is that?
Sure. In 2012, the owner of Hands-On Originals, a guy named Blaine Adamson, was asked to print shirts promoting a local gay pride festival. He declined because although he works for everyone and he's happy to print for everyone, he can't print all messages. Specifically, he can't print messages that conflict with his religious beliefs. So he declined this order, but he offered to connect the group to another printer that would print the shirts for the same cost that he would have charged. Instead of accepting that offer, they filed a lawsuit against him. And 6 years later, we find ourselves before the Kentucky Supreme Court having to argue that Blaine Adamson should be able to operate his business consistent with his faith.
Okay, now, it seems to me that if somebody comes to a T-shirt store and says, I want you to print a shirt that says, like, F the president or your mother's a bee, there's all kinds of stuff that I could think of that a T-shirt store owner could say, no, we don't do that. That's nasty. That's gross. That's offensive. Some people would find that offensive. And just say, we're not going to do that. You go to someplace else. Isn't that what we're talking about here? How is this different from that?
It isn't different, and that's the concern. The concern is if we first force Blaine to print these shirts, what else are we going to force other people to print? I mean, what the commission argues in this case and the government that's coming after Blaine, they argue that, well, this is different because the topic touched upon an issue that relates to one of these protected classifications under the law, specifically sexual orientation in this context. But the point of the matter is that those laws protect people from being turned away because of who they are. They don't give someone the right to force someone to print a shirt with a message that they disagree with. And so,
okay.
That's
so if I'm gay and I go into a store like this, I go to a bake shop or I go to the store that prints T-shirts and I say, and I'm gay, and I say, I'd like you to print a shirt that says Joni loves Chachi, or I'd like you to print a shirt that says Happy Thanksgiving or Kiss Me, I'm Irish. And they say, oh, we're not going to do that for you, not because of the message, but because of you. We don't like you. We don't serve your kind in this store. You're saying that there are laws to protect against that.
Correct.
And that's correct. As it, and that's
but
as it should
be. There are not laws that force people to print messages that conflict with their conscience.
Okay, so we just want to make a clear distinction. So if somebody comes into a store and says, I want this, and they say, well, because you're black or because you're gay or because you're an evangelical Christian or because you're a Trump supporter, we don't serve your kind in here. That is illegal in America.
In many places, correct. Yep.
Okay. But what we're talking about is something different than that. We're talking about a message that the owner doesn't feel goes according to their – somehow it violates their faith. And you're saying that because of religious liberty, we do have the freedom, or at least that's what you're arguing in the Supreme Court of Kentucky at this time.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Well, so where do you think it's going to go? Because, I mean, to somebody like me, it seems fairly open and shut, and that the Supreme Court of the United States recently made a few decisions that I guess would be encouraging to people who understand religious liberty. So what do you think?
Well, I think we're very optimistic. When we look even at the development of this case itself, we have the majority of judges that have considered this case so far in the Kentucky, the lower courts there, they've ruled for Blaine Adamson. So we're optimistic that the Kentucky Supreme Court will see the case the same way. But at the same time, there's some interesting stuff going on around these issues in the country. This is not an isolated incident, and for whatever reason, people are failing to see the importance of religious liberty and failing to see the distinction that you made earlier between refusing to serve someone because of who they are and declining to express a message or participate in an event or something along those lines because it conflicts with your beliefs.
Well, this is where I thank God for the Alliance Defending Freedom, because I actually think, where would we be if you guys weren't stepping in? Where does somebody go? I mean, this is huge to have to fight in a state Supreme Court for your right not to print a message that, that you disagree with? I mean, it seems basic, but because, I mean, are gay activists doing this aggressively just because they feel that it's the way they can win the battle?
I'm not sure about that, but for whatever reason, they certainly do believe that, that they're on the right side of these issues. I, however, think that they're on the wrong side. I think that ultimately freedom will prevail. And I think you pointed out some recent decisions from the Supreme Court, two of which were cases that we at Alliance Defending Freedom, representing the winning party in. And those cases resoundingly supported this idea of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience. So we're hopeful that that's the trend in our country, that, that freedom will ultimately win.
Well, I mean, again, I have to say thanks to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to direct people who are listening to this program to my website, metaxastalk.com, because we have a banner there for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And you, people can find out way more about it. We're talking about some specific issues. Jim Campbell, how long have you been with ADF?
A little over a decade.
A little over a decade? You're way too young to have been with them for a little over a decade. But we're not going to get into that right now. You're also the director of their Center for Cultural Engagement and Scholarship. We're out of time, but I know we will have you back to talk more about these issues. Just a joy. Thanks to you and thanks to ADF for fighting this really important fight in America. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
When a woman sure can be a friend of mine, will I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise? And I just can't live without you.
Sleep. Without sleep, your soul feels tortured. You feel exhausted, groggy, even numb. You need rest. I'm with Faithful Counseling, and I'm here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this so you can get some rest, so that you can sleep. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to help you by giving you your first week free. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. I encourage you to try Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us most, even when you can't sleep. Let's talk. Go right now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Even though the 4th of July is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot. Declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, the line charges, the complicated pricing. Start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile, and the pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And from each Patriot's bill comes a contribution to the vital donations of conservative organizations that fight for freedom every day. What a great month to remember that. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on this terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's patriotmobile.com/you. Be a patriot. Switch. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
This has been a crazy 2 hours. Alvin, we had Joe Piscopo, Newt Gingrich, Jeanine Pirro, Kevin McCullough, the guy from Alliance Defending Freedom, and Now we have Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable.
I feel like Linda Blair over here in The Exorcist. My head's spinning, baby.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. No, this has been a crazy day.
No, I
just want to close it out by reminding people about, a couple things. First of all, food for the poor. I don't know if we got to the end of that. We're giving away a lot because we want to encourage people to give at these different levels. One thing we didn't talk about, we mentioned that if you give $50, you're going to get the four Eric Metaxas Show stickers. These are gorgeous stickers. Seriously, there's no way to get them. You can't buy them any other way.
No, we don't sell them.
But if you give $50, it feeds a kid for a year, and we'll send you these stickers as a thank you. If you give $150, you get
four stickers, the regular show, and then the four Eric Metaxas super stickers.
Which are
stickers.
Just as big and beautiful.
Exactly.
But
and
you get
the
only
free membership.
And you get the free membership to Metaxas Super. Now, if you don't have membership to Metaxas Super, if you post one of the Metaxas Super bumper stickers on your bumper, that is a federal offense, and you're going to go to jail.
Yes. We ourselves will drag you there.
You want to do jail time?
No.
That's your problem.
I don't think so.
Okay,
folks.
I don't think so. Now, but I also want to say, if you give $250, we'll give you, we'll also throw in a T-shirt.
Throw in that T-shirt.
Okay.
And then for the 500 mark, this is a biggie.
Yeah.
This is a good one, right? The visit to the studio.
Yeah, this is a big thing.
Yeah,
okay. First of all, you're going to get a book, a miracles book signed, not just signed by Eric Metaxas, the author, but signed with the pen given to me by the President of the United States.
Bum, 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 bum. But is that the dun, 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 dun. Never mind.
I'm sorry, what? So you get the, it's signed by the pen given to me, but that's not a joke. You actually put that in the book. But also for $500, we're doing a new thing here. We always said for $1,000 you can come visit us in the studio.
Right.
We're lowering that to $500. Why? Because we're moving to a bigger studio.
That's right.
It's a huge studio. It's an amazing space. And we want more people to be able to visit us at the show.
That's right.
And so if you give $500, you and your family or whatever, as many people as you want, we can cram in, can come to the new studio when you're in New York. And so I thought that's something that a family, if everybody pitches in a couple of bucks, it pretty quickly adds up to $500.
Right.
You're going to bless a ton of people. That's 10 kids in Guatemala or Haiti. Food for the Poor can feed 10 kids for 1 year for $500. And so as a thank you, we want to say we're going to give you all the swag,
right.
But
now,
we're also going to say come to the studio whenever you're in New York.
There's plenty of seating,
bucks.
And if we don't have enough seating and you bring your own folding chair, you get to come as well. If we're overbooked that day.
That's right. It's going to be fun. I mean, the new studio is exciting. And also, I should say that Metaxas Super, we're going to kick that up 100 levels. That's going to be like a whole different thing.
So
this is the last time we're going to be able to give away Metaxas Super. So we're, you know, if you give $150, you get a free subscription. That has to end because the whole thing's going to go way up. So this is your chance, folks. Anyway, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see everything there. What a crazy 2 hours.
Wow.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.